and soul of the West. It is Culture Shock Radio.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, Bubba Khan. Welcome to a Culture Shock Radio The Fix podcast exclusive. The interview with the three bad brothers, Rishi Rich, Jay Sean, and of course, Juggy D, the Rishi Rich Project. Remember to subscribe and share at ggbubbacon.podomatic.com. And if you're looking for all the Wrath of Khan mixes, you can check them out there as well. Remember, they're not on SoundCloud anymore. They're at djbubbacon.podomatic.com. Enjoy. Remember, for any bookings, check me on my social media at www.bubbacon, BABAKAHN.com.
I need. I ain't gonna lie with you, it's what I wanna be. All up in the club, the finest girl I see. I know that you want me to come over to you and talk. I'm just trying to keep it real with you. Are you feeling me the way I'm feeling you? You go call your crew and then I call my crew. Cause Jay, Rishi, Rich and Juggy D are coming through. Kuri suni, te akh mein satani, tu kitni aadi rani, ni gal sun ja. Tu dil kholya te mera man molya te ek gal ho reya, ni gal sun ja. Ho main ta tere naal nacha. Girl, what have I told you? Been thinking of one of the possible lyrical ways to come and approach you. Haven't been able to think about anything other than wanting to reach ya. I ain't trying to teach ya. I ain't gonna use any lyrics to impress ya. A gentleman from the start, I'll get you a drink at the bar. They're gonna make you give it the love, telling me you in the head of the car. If it's alright with you, then it's alright with me. So get your cone, cause tonight you're leaving with me.
They're back. This is Bubba Khan, G98.7, The Way We Groove. And ladies and gentlemen, like I promised, the birthday Bubba Khan extravaganza continues tonight on The Fix. And we have them. Three bad brothers you know so well. The one and only Rishi Rich, Jay Sean, and Juggy D. Now live on The Fix.
Yo, yes, all good day.
What's up?
All right, that's Rishi Rich, Jay Sean, and Juggy D. Listen, I'm going to get you guys to introduce yourselves separately so people just get used to the voice. So if we're mishmashing and talking a lot, people will know who's talking. Go ahead, Rishi, you first.
All right, what's up? This is Rishi Rich.
This is me, Jay Sean. What's up?
Namaskar, salam, tatsi kaal, and hello to everyone that's listening. This is your boy, Juggy D.
All right, boy, sounding good. So let's get right into it. 10 years in the making, 10 years later, you release a brand new single just a few days ago called Freak. Can you tell me how you're feeling, Rishi?
Oh, we're feeling great. You know, we're really, really, like, really happy that, you know, the record is out. We had so much fun making this record, and it just seems like everyone can feel that from the music. And, you know, we just love the kind of response we've had from the fans. It just really makes us happy that everyone was waiting for it. The fans have been waiting for it. You know, we did this for the fans, and I was just speaking to someone actually just before this, and it's, you know, when you're making music with your family, with your brothers, and we made this record just out of love and fun and everything, and now we put it out, and it just feels great. It just feels nice to put a record out with, you know, with my friends.
Okay, so you sit down together, you're about to start a new track. Did you have to shake off some of the rust from not working together, or was it just natural? It came with ease.
No, very natural. You hit the nail on the head with that word. It was very natural, very organic. And you know, the way we guys work together is just so beautiful. It's so so much chemistry between us. And, you know, when we work, the main thing is that we have so much fun. And it doesn't, you don't even have to relate it to music. Anything you do, if you do it with a passion and you do it with a lot of fun and a good vibe, you always, well, 9 times out of 10, you end up with a good product. So, you know, we work really well together. We always bring out the best out of each other. And it shows on the record, man. And, you know, we were loving it. So, you know, for us, it was like, if we're loving this record this much, then, you know, the fans have to love it, man. I'm sure they're going to love it. So we wouldn't put something out that we weren't 100% into. So we were 100% into this, and you know, we really kind of put our heart and soul into it. And the main thing, like I said before, we had fun doing it.
All right, sounds good. So listen, Jay, you've had a lot of success making music. In fact, all three of you have had a lot of success putting out hits and making music. Did you guys feel any extra pressure getting together again? Because you've had so much success in the past that you feel you had to duplicate it? Or did you just say, hey, whatever happens, happens?
You know, I don't feel pressure, and I think I can say the same for the boys, because we... You know, I think the minute that pressure gets into your head, A, you're not feeling the music properly. You're overthinking everything. You're overthinking your initial reaction to the track. If your initial reaction to the beat is, oh my God, this is sick, so why question it? Why then go, oh, but is it though? Is it? I don't know. Is it sick? Like, the minute you start getting into that,
yeah,
everything's messed up. You can't come up with a product that is right. And I've always said songwriting is not a science. You know, there's too many people who try to get too mathematical and scientific with writing songs. Oh, it has to be in this key, this tempo, this, that. No, it doesn't have to be anything. There's anomalies that come out of nowhere that smash the world. And like, I mean, the currently Justin Bieber's one, you never would have thought a song like that would suddenly come out and be number one in 89 countries. But clearly, you know, it was something fresh and different. And that's all we've tried to do, is like, let's just do what we do, man. Whatever we're feeling, we have to do that. So we don't, you know, I don't let pressure get into my head.
Well, listen, I can tell you from my own opinion, you know, I was really excited to hear you guys together again. I was really interested and intrigued to see what you guys were going to deliver to again as a package. And I can tell you, listen, the track is a banger. It is dope from beginning to end. It is just a banger. You guys opened a lot of doors for people in this business, so I was really excited to see how you guys came back, and you guys hit the nail right on the head. I don't fangirl a lot. I'm telling you, man, listen, when I first got the track, I was like, how can I take the beat out so I can get the acapella and do a real, real, real sick remix for it, because I liked it that much.
Talk to me for the acapella.
Okay, Rishi, I'm going to hold you up to that. I'll get that acapella from you. Okay, listen. So, Freaks Out, people are loving it. People are banging it everywhere. Now, I saw the teaser for the video today. Now, when is the video for Freak going to drop?
Johnny, yeah, you guys tell the actual time, because it's going to be, I think it's 5 p.m. GMT, right?
Yeah, so 12 o'clock. Right. 12 o'clock in America and Canada.
Yeah, Wednesday the 30th of September.
That's right. All right, people, so you got it. The video for Freak releases this Wednesday, September 30th, across the globe. Now, Rishi, what's the feeling vibe for the video?
You know what? I think a lot of fans are going to love it, because they might even see themselves in the video. That's the thing. Right. If you've seen, you know, I like to call it a visual trailer. You know, it's not really a video. It's a visual trailer. It's just us being us, if that makes sense. You know, it's me in the studio, the guys messing around, us chilling in New York, the guys on stage, and that, you know, we put it all together, and there's some real kind of footage from the guys, you know, doing a performance kind of shoots for the track. But it's come together, and the way it's come together in a very original, organic way. You know, I think people probably expecting one thing, and I think when they see this, they're gonna realize that this is what growing up for 12, 15 years with you know, two guys in West London, this is what we've done, and this is where we're at right now, and we just have fun. Just everything about this whole project is fun, okay. and that's all it is. There's no egos. Nothing like that. We're not that kind of people. We're not nature. You know, our morals aren't like that. We're just very much, let's just have fun. And the video just represents that. I mean, people who are, you know, who've been following us from day one will really appreciate this video.
Okay, it sounds like you're hitting up the original true fans of you guys, but do you think the new people who are vibing you or getting into you are going to appreciate the video and what you're doing?
I think it's absolutely aimed at everybody, because the thing is, for the new fans, they'll be like, oh my God, I didn't know they did that, and like, they did that, that was 12 years ago, and wow, I remember, you know, my older brother or my older sister used to talk about them back then, but I was too little to understand it. And now, you understand what I'm saying? So it's like, it's nostalgia for the people who were there from day one, and it's for fans who are brand new, it shows them our journey over the last 12 years, man. We're talking about, man, there's footage there from Dubai, from Hong Kong, from Singapore, Malaysia, Australia, you know what I'm saying, all the way to America, Canada, South Africa, wherever it is, it's us around the world, and it's basically showing our journey across the last 12 years and allowing fans to be part of that journey.
It's always important to connect with your fans, and you guys do it well. Now, listen, when you guys got back together and decided, hey, let's do the Rishi Rich project again, did you envision it being this successful right now where it's at? Did you expect this much hype and new fans and the fans from the past to come together and be like, oh my God, I'm loving this? Did you guys envision this?
You know, with anything that you put out, you don't know what's going to happen. You know, you just have to have, you know, 100% faith in what you're putting out. And that's what we had before we actually said, right, okay, yeah, we're ready to go with this track now. But yeah, what happened to it, you actually have no idea. You know, it could have been a complete flop. Everybody could have turned around and went, nah, this is rubbish. You know, you just don't know. But, you know, we had faith in what we were putting out. We were all feeling it. And that's what you've got to have with anything that you do, any project that you work on. You know, like Rich and Jay said, this is for the fans. This is like a thank you to the fans of letting us live this life. Because, you know, if you don't have a fan base, you can't be going on tours around the world and performing to these great crowds that come out and sing your song when you're performing, which is the most amazing buzz in the world. You know, and this video, this song and everything is for them. And it's like, like I said, it's like a thank you and saying, look, you know, this is what you let us live our life like, you know, and thank you for that. And here's the track.
Okay, so listen, a lot of groups, when they stop doing music or when they've had a lot of success together, they have issues, or maybe that's why they stop doing what they do. With you guys, when you decide to come back together again, was there some person who pushed the idea of getting it back together? Was there a reason you didn't want to do it, or was the timing right? What was the factor that really, you know, put it all together and got you to this point?
Yeah, man. I mean, honestly, I can't even actually describe what it is, right? It's kind of like, it sounds stupid, but it's like an old pair of shoes, you know what I mean? You don't have to put a shoehorn in to squeeze your ankle in. It just fits perfectly. There's no effort. It's just like, it just comes together very naturally, and that can only really happen, I think, personally speaking. A, when you have the musical chemistry, obviously you know it's gonna be there when you get back, right? You suddenly don't just become whack. If anything, you become better over the years, and you have experience and a lot of other stuff that you've accumulated over the years. You're even better once you get back into the studio. Secondly, man, it comes down to a relationship and a personal relationship, because you have to leave all your egos at the door. You have to. We have never at one point in the history of making songs together been like, well, why do you start the song? Oh, why do you get to sing the chorus? Oh, why do you get to do this? Never. It's never about that. It's always never about what sounds right for the song. What is right for the song? It's not what's right for Jay Sean or what's right for Rishi or what's right for Chuggie D. It's about what's right for the song. That's all this comes down to, man. No one cares about anything but the song. That's it.
Yeah. Well, like I've always said is that, you know, and Freak is a great example, and Dance With You is a great, and everything we've done, but Freak, you know, answering the question of now, you know, I was working on, I remember doing the mandolin, you know, the riff, and Jay was like, why don't you try and change the notes? Because the notes weren't going, then they were going somewhere different. I was like, okay, cool. And I changed the notes, and he's like, that sounds cool. And that's the trust we have, because we don't like, exactly. I'm the producer, or, you know,
right.
Even Jay would say, you know what, I've got an idea for Juggy's melody, and Juggy might have popped out, and Jay would record it, Juggy would come back, and I'm feeling that. And, you know, when Jay was writing the lyrics, and Juggy's writing, we always communicating with each other, okay, this, what do you think about this? You know, so whether it's even sending voice notes and guys, this is an idea. And, you know, Freak, believe it or not, had, you know, I had about four or five or six stages before it is what it is, because every mix I did, I sent it and I changed the drum, and maybe the drummer were in the second verse, and Jay was like, no, I think this sound better taken out. And that's the respect we have, because, you know, like, this is a project. This is about the three of us. And I, you know, I believe that the reason the chemistry is there is because we are so in tuned in each other's skills that we actually do bring the best out of each other when we're together.
Yes, that's absolutely true.
All right, I can feel the love. So if I'm feeling the love, You tell me if I'm right or wrong. Is there plans for a reunion tour going on with the Rishi Rich Project, a brand new album? Juggy, why don't you let me know?
Yes, we are gonna we're gonna be doing shows and stuff. So yeah, you know, if people do want to kind of book the Rishi Rich Project, we will be doing shows in due course. Album wise, we've done a couple of other tracks that we've kind of started, but haven't kind of finished off. But it was our main priority was to kind of put the initial track out. So no, there's not an album, but it could be. You know, we might decide, okay, let's do one. But you know, it's not something that we've kind of finalized. And so our main priority, to be fair, was just putting out this track initially. But like I said, we started a couple of other tracks, which we said, you know, we kind of we'll just put them there, and then we'll just see how it goes. So we just go with the vibe, man. It's like it's whatever feels right. And right now, everything's feeling great. It's all about this song for now. So let it, you know, do its thing. And then let's just go with the vibe, man. Let's see what happens.
All right. You guys are all about the fans. And I'm all about the fans here on The Fix, of course, each and every Sunday. Right now, I got live on the phone Rishi Rich, Juggy D, and Jay Sean. Now, I'm going to ask you some questions from fans on Twitter. Don't judge me when I ask you these questions because I keep it raw. I keep the questions exactly what they want to know. All right. At Tina TR on Twitter asked Jay Sean, do you have any plans of taking off your shirt in the brand new video, Freak?
I had to ask,
man. She's a big fan.
You
just had to ask. I had to ask. So tell me.
You're going to have to wait and see on you. You're going to have to wait and see when it comes. So I'll make sure you tune in for Wednesday.
I'm sure she'll be tuning in on Wednesday. Okay, another question. Do you guys plan on having a remix for the single? Will you have a new artist in the single? Will you be working with any South Asian artists on the single? So I guess her question, to break it down, is do you plan on doing a remix to Freak with any other special guest?
Yeah, I think I'm going to open it up, actually, to, you know, I'm going to get some key people to do some remixes. And once I sit down with the guys and discuss, and then I would like to kind of open it up to, you know, to people to kind of do their versions. You know, there's already a few acoustic versions popping up that other artists actually have been sending me in the industry and saying, look, we want to do a cover of Freak. And like, just do what you need to do. You know, it's just about the record. Like Jay said, it's about the song. If people are feeling it, do what you need to do. You know, I think the originals will always stand in its own, it'll have its own space. And everything around it will just be a great addition. You know, so yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing what people do.
All right.
And you, Bubba. I think you.
I would murder this track. You got to send me that a cappella. I'm going to get all over this one. All right, next question. It's kind of a broad one. It encompasses the East and West, what the show was all about. The next question is basically they're asking you guys, who do you like from the Eastern world? Who do you like from the Western world? So who you guys vibing the South Asian demographic? Who you vibing in the Western demographic? Jay, let me know.
There's no one particular artist, I think what, for me, I hear a lot of experimental stuff going on. I heard a Punjabi rapper the other day. I actually don't even know who his name was, but it was interesting because he was rapping in English and in Punjabi, and it's not always, doesn't always translate when you come out in Punjabi, but it was almost, he was doing it over a trap beat, and his flow was kind of ill on it, and that was interesting for me to hear someone flip it up like that. I think there's a lot of talent out there, man. I think really, for me, I've always said that we need to kind of just make sure that we elevate to the levels of everyone else who's out there doing big, big things on a global scale, because that's the only way our scene is going to move forward, you know?
I couldn't agree more. Now, who from the mainstream world are you playing in your iPod right now?
Well, obviously, the new Drake of Future, for sure, is getting killed, getting rinsed. And believe it or not, the one song I still can't get enough of is the Justin Bieber song, man. I think
it's just dope.
I never thought I'd be, I just didn't think I'd be busting out a Justin Bieber song in my car so loud. But that guy goes to show again, man, let's be real, the power of a song. There's people who would never say, okay, I'm going to be playing Justin Bieber, because he was the kiddie teen sensation when he, but when the song is so big, you can't deny it. And that's what I've always said, man. I mean, like, Chris Brown, Michael Jackson, R. Kelly, you all had bad press. They came out with it. Man, all of a sudden, you know, you drop the remix to Ignition and you forget all of the horrible stuff that was said about R. Kelly.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Chris Brown.
It's the power of music is insane, man.
Rishi, your take from the East to West, who you vibing?
I'm not going to be biased, but one of the artists that I've recently worked with is called Dave Bauer. So it's someone, you know, even before I worked with him, I was loving his vibe because he's swag and everything. And and you know, he's bringing through his crew with Rush. So I really love what they're doing. I think Canada's got some great music coming out of it, man. Like, really is. Like, there's some great artists coming out of Canada. So yeah, so you know.
Well,
and some UK, some brand new UK producers that I've been hearing, you know, more, and these people that I'm, you know, I'm listening to are really like untouched. You know, they're not even in the scene. They're just, you know, making music, but there's so much talent. So yeah, I'm just always listening to different artists, listening to new artists. I tend to listen to new artists, unreleased artists, really, just to kind of make sure that I'm, like, if I hear another Jay or if I hear another Juggy, you know, that's the vibe.
Who from the mainstream world are you vibing right now?
Well, I love the new Calvin Harris track, How Deep Is Your Love.
Oh, listen, I have to cut you off. I apologize, but it's funny how you said How Deep Is Your Love by Calvin Harris, because off the top of the Wrath of Khan mix, I had Calvin Harris, How Deep Is Your Love, mixing underneath your guys' track, and it sounded sick. The beat just went together perfectly.
That's wicked.
So I love that. And I love, like I said, these songs, you know, they've got this certain kind of vibe, but, you know, you strip the song down and you just say the vocal and the piano, and you just know these are great songs, you know, and that's what I think Jay was referring to, that it's all about the song, you know. So there's some great music out, and good, it makes you feel good.
All right, Juggy, your turn. Who are you vibing from the Eastern world to the Western world?
Oh, South Asian. Well, I'm actually, because I spend a lot of time in India, I'm listening to a lot of the stuff that's coming out of India, which is the whole kind of Punjabi hip-hop movement. And I have to say, you know, I'm a big fan of Bohemia. He's like the pioneer. You know, I've got mad love for that guy. We actually are managed by the same team in India. And you know, we met him many, many years ago. And you know, I even said this to him, like, when we saw him, we were doing a gig. Three of us, me, Jay, and Rich, we were in LA or San Francisco or something. And he came out to meet us and stuff. And he rapped in Punjabi then. And I'm talking like 10, 11 years ago. And literally, it went straight over my head, and I was like, okay, I didn't really get that. And I told him this, and he's sitting there and laughed. And now this guy, he's got an amazing, I mean, some of his stuff is great. I love his stuff.
Yeah, there's no denying Bohemia. He's definitely foundation when it comes to the Punjabi rap movement. Now, in the Western world, who are you vibing from the Western world?
You know what? I listen to a bit of everything. I like a bit of house and stuff. And, you know, when I'm in the car and I'm constantly now don't get to listen to anything that I want because I got two kids, so I have to listen to what they want.
Exactly. Right, when old MacDonald had a farm, that's a tune, man.
Yeah, man. It's like my daughter gets in the car and she wants to listen to something, and I'm like, I don't even know what that is. And it's like, yeah, I've got to put it on. And you know, I love a bit of house every weekend. It like gets me in a good mood, you know, that kind of vibe.
All right, man. Okay, so listen, boys, what is the social media for each of you individually? Please let the people know so they know where to hit you up.
My social media stuff on Twitter, Instagram is Music by RR. And my website is richyrich.com. You can subscribe to the newsletter. You get every week, and then you can hit me up on there, send me demos, and it's just a good vibe.
All right, Jay, what's your social media?
Facebook.com/JaySean is at Jay Sean. Instagram is at Jay Sean, and Snapchat is at Jay Sean Official.
All right, Juggy, hit him up, let him know.
My Twitter is Juggy D. Instagram is The Real Juggy D. Facebook is Juggy D Fan Page. And Snapchat is Official Juggy D, I believe. I don't really use Snapchat so that much. So my website is juggy-d.com.
All right, gentlemen, moment of truth, the time I know everyone's been waiting for. I do appreciate you guys taking time out of your busy schedule to come on the show and talk to the fans, because I know you guys are all about the fans. So why don't you introduce your brand new single?
What up? This is Jay Sean.
What's up? This is your boy Johnny D.
This is Richie Rich. This is our brand new single, Freak.
Brand new exclusive, baby. It's Freak on The Fix, G98.7, The Way We Groove.
Can't shake the thought of you always on my mind, with fantasies about you being my freak. It's hidden under that, let me set you free. Nobody has to know, nobody but me. It's only a matter of when and you'll be mine, mine.
Just a minute if I love her today, but no, I've been not for you, but today I'll get it in all the garden, for you got a little fun. So did it, bitch, take my side, yeah. Don't get me sorry, like a demon, a
wife. Ain't used to feeling this way, I'm lost to you. You ain't gotta say it, I know you feel it too. I've been around but they got nothing on you. Just give me the word and I'll be your man for life.
Shock Radio.